Module 2, Turtle Spiral. In this module, we're going to cover what the turtle is and how it works. We're going to use for loops to make our code more efficient, and we're going to use variables to make our really pretty spiral. This is the spiral we're going to have at the end of this module. We can go to aka.ms/appdayturtle. aka.ms/appdayturtle. And this is one of the tutorials they have on TouchDevelop, which really helps us learn all the different aspects. At the top of the tutorial, we've got a bunch of stars, and these are the incremental portions as we build our turtle spiral. In the middle, it shows us what we're going to do next, and it discusses about that step. And at the bottom, we can name our app. I'm going to name my turtle Christine's Turtle and say, let's get started. So this turtle can move and turn. It has a colored pen on its tail that leaves the drawings. The code below, turtles_200, will define what the turtle does. As the first part of our turtle spiral, we're going to draw a square. Pretty simple. That's 200 pixels on each side. So let's add a line of code to tell the turtle to move forward 200 steps. On the left side here, we've got the TouchDevelop coding section. We have our main method, and this is where we put all of the code that we're going to write. On the top, we have run, and you can go back to all of your scripts you already wrote. So where it says do nothing, I'm going to select that line. And we have this special keyboard on the bottom, which only gives us access to things which are relevant to our code at this point. So I'm going to say turtle, move forward 200, and click run. And hopefully our turtle will move up the screen 200 pixels. Sweet, turtle is super successful. Let's stop our code from running and move on to the next part of our square. Next part of our square is getting our turtle to turn left 90 degrees. We're going to go up, turn left. And we can do that using the code that says turtle left turn 90. I can click on my line of code I wrote last time and say add a line of code below it. And then I can say turtle left turn 90. If you're on your phone doing this, your keyboard may look slightly different, but it all works the same. Let's say run and make sure our turtle moves up and turns left. Perfect, our turtle is really good at following the rules. Next, let's change the color. I find black really boring. It's kind of like a mush of all the colors. So let's get a random color each time the turtle moves. We can do this by adding a new line, which says turtle, set pen color, colors random. It auto-filled that for us, it's the default. So we've got one side of our square done. Let's add the next one by making the turtle move forward another 200. Add a new line, says turtle, move forward 200. Say run. Turtle moves up, turns left 90, like we said on the second step. It changed the pen color from black to this mute brown, and then it went forward another 200. Awesome. Let's stop this and turn left another 90 degrees, and then we'll be halfway through our square. I'm going to say add, new line. TouchDevelop has gained some confidence in us. It's like, I know that you guys are doing pretty well, and it's going to give us less help as we code our square. Say okay if you're okay with that. I am. I have faith that you are too. You've done a great job so far. So we're going to say turtle. Left turn 90. You notice this time I use the keyboard on screen instead of the one on my computer. Both work and do the same work. So we're going to move up, left turn, change the pen color, move forward, and left turn 90 again, which our turtle has successfully done. It even gave us a really pretty purple color this time. Great, over a quarter of the way there. Let's add the code to move forward 200 again. So we're going to say turtle, move forward 200. So just to recap, our turtle goes forward, left turns, sets the pen color, forward, left turns, forward again. So this will give us basically an upside down U, or an N. Let's run it and make sure it does what we asked it to. Great. We've got three sides of our square. Two more steps, let's add that last 90 and another 200. Add a new line that says turtle, left turn, 90. Perfect. You may get tired of this because it's kind of repetitive. We're saying the same thing over and over again. In a minute, I'm gonna show you how we can make this more efficient. Last step of the square is moving forward 200. Let's do it. Add a new line and say turtle, move forward 200. Let's run our app. Forward 200, left turn 90, forward 200, left turn 90, forward 200, left turn 90, forward 200. Awesome, this is a beautiful square. So, you might be tired like me. We did move forward 200, left turn four times. We can draw another square, but this time use a for loop. This makes our code much more efficient and makes it less repetitive for us. Let's add a for loop, which repeats this code four times. So now we have two new options at the top of our keyboard, and we're gonna use for. So we can repeat our code. A square has four sides, so we're going to do the same movement four times. If I was doing a hexagon, I would do it six times, or an octagon would be eight. The code nested in under the for loop gets repeated four times, because that's what we just defined. The first thing we do when we draw the square is move forward 200. So we're going to click on our do nothing and say turtle forward 200. Awesome. Turtle moves forward 200. Right now, if we ran the code, the turtle would move forward 200, forward 200, forward 200, forward 200, which is not a square yet. So let's add between every time moving forward 200, right turn 90 degrees. Let's add a new line and say turtle, right turn 90. And you might notice here that on the left side, this is orange, and then in a line is pink. This helps us make sense of our code. When we get to the pink, we stay within that. So the for loop only does things inside the pink and not things on the outside. Let's run it. So forward 200, turn 90. You may have also noticed at the bottom of Touch Develop, we have whatever command is being run right now shown to us by TurtleDraw or by TouchDevelop. Great, we have two squares. You guys have been really successful. We've covered the basics of TurtleDraw and for loops. It's now time to learn how to make our spiral. Okay, was it just me or does our turtle move pretty slowly? Let's speed them up by changing the speed. So we're gonna add a new line outside of our for loop. So you notice above it, it's light blue, and now this is orange. So everything that's not in orange is within our for loop. Let's say turtle, set speed, 1000. Really fast. We build a spiral by repeating the same two moves over and over again. moving and then turning. Let's add a for loop that creates a spiral with 100 turns. Just like we did before, we're going to click on the for icon or for button and say 100. Next, we're going to use our j variable, which is part of our for loop that increments every time we run through it. So the first time we run through it, j is at 0. And it only runs 100 times because once it runs 99 times, we'll be at 99. And when we run the 100th time, it'll be above 100 since it's plus 1 every time. We're going to move forward using the formula 10 pixels plus j times 6. So the first time we run it, it's going to move 10 pixels because it's 10 plus 0 times 6. Then we'll move by 16, and then we'll move by 22. It's easier to show you than explain it. We're going to say turtle, move forward. We're going to say 10 plus j. And see, this j here is the same as this j in our for loop. We use the variable I in our second square times 6. And now we're going to move 91 degrees instead of 90. If we move 90, all of our squares would be overlapping. But when we use 91, they're all a pixel apart at the turn. Say turtle, left turn, 91. Great, let's run it and see how it looks. First, we're going to see our initial square. Then we do our square with the for loop. Sweet, our turtle has sped up and is drawing our spiral. If you look at the bottom, those are all those numbers, 340, 352, are all from our formula 10 plus j times 6. Beautiful. It's still running, but since our spiral is so big, it's off the screen. Let's stop running it. And now look in the colors. It would be really pretty if our spiral could go through all the colors of the rainbow, starting at red and going all the way out to violet. We can do this by varying the hue of a color, basically the color wheel. The hue for Touch Develop is a number between 0 and 1. And we can get that number as part of another formula, and where we're using j. If we divide j by 99, it'll always be less than 1. Let's do it. So we're going to add a new line that says j divided by 99. And now we're going to store it in a variable. It auto-filled the hue variable because it knew it was what we were going to use it for. Now we can use a hue variable to pick the color from the color wheel. So we're going to add a new line and say colors, and this is for all the colors that Touch Develop has access to. Here's the random we used earlier. But I'm going to move over to the second page of the keyboard and say wheel. And instead of 0, we're going to use the variable hue. And then we're going to store this in a variable. So now we have 4 variables in our code. We have I, J, hue, and rainbow. Now let's set rainbow to be the pen color. We're going to say turtle, set pet color like we did to random earlier and it autofills. We're going to delete this and say rainbow, the variable we created earlier. Now let's run it and see if we have our colorful spiral. First square, which was tedious to write. Here's our for loop square again. And then it's our spiral. Starts with red, moves to orange, now it's yellow, green, lots of shades of green. Now it's starting to look like a blue. Now it's very blue. And it'll start moving to purple and almost move to a pink at the end. The turtle's kind of mesmerizing to watch. You might try after this creating your own shape. Maybe creating a Mandelbrot set version of this, or a spiky star. Lots of different options with turtle draw. Awesome. Beautiful spiral. We can stop our code, and then we finished. You can publish this to Touch Develop so you can see it later. I'm going to do that. And then you can share it with all of your friends. I'm not going to yet, but I could do it later. You can keep editing your script if you want to change the colors or make it more efficient. And I'm going to run it one more time just for fun. Great. Perfect. Thanks for joining me in Module 2.